Wake up, America! It's Friday, June 5th, and this is Romo, and you're getting Romo's rant for the day. What can I say, folks? Get your wheelbarrows ready, because in a few more months, you're going to need them to buy a loaf of bread, the way this spinning is going. I'm just beside myself over this whole ordeal, and I just can't take it anymore. Do you realize that every American family from debt spending in the year 2008, granted, it's year 2009, but 2008 is $540-some thousand you're on the hook for. $540,000. I don't know about you, but I don't make near that. So guess who's going to have to pay for that? Well, over the years, it's going to be your children and your grandchildren. And I just don't get what's wrong with the American people. Why they're not, I don't know, starting fires on the White House lawn or something. I mean, don't go out and start fires, but my God, I just can't even believe this, you know. Obama's been spending $40 billion a day into the economy since he's taken office. This isn't just his fault. You know, Bush started this, and it's just getting out of control, and I don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, here we now own Government Motors, and, you know, we're going to sink some $50 billion into a car company that, the last time I checked, it was only worth about $300 million in its bankruptcy. Do you ever think we're going to get anything out of GM? I don't think so. $50 billion into a company worth $300 million, and, you know, it's going to be run by the people who run the post office and, you know, have been sinking billions of dollars into Amtrak that's never made any money. I mean, come on, people. You got to wake up. You need to get angry. I'm beginning to think that, you know, 99% of the American people are too drugged out on their Lexapro and Prozac to wipe the slobber off their mouth as they're watching Monday Night Football or American Idol or whatever other kind of distraction that's going on. You need to wake up, folks. This is serious. The government's monetizing our debt. And if you don't know what that means, it's just a nice way of saying government debt by printing more money. The Fed's printing money to buy our own debt because people like China won't buy it anymore. You know, and they're smart people. They're not going to buy it forever. I mean, they're going to slow down, and they have been slowing down. But they're not dumb. They're going to be turning their own currency into the, you know, global currency, potentially, you know, hooked to gold, like I talked about in my program on the Chinese and the IMF and, you know, why the Chinese are buying gold up like crazy. The dollar's in the tank. You know, I think Obama's going to just go till you blow, baby. And in my family, we refer to that as a drinking term, meaning go till you blow, if you know what I mean. And I think Obama and the administration is going to take it. This ramp up debt spending, you know, sky's the limit until the dollar is blown. It's gone. You will need a truck full of it to buy anything. I'm pissed off. And you should be too. You should be calling everyone you can, telling them how upset you are. I mean, 67% of, you know, the ratings of people say they didn't want to buy, you know, GM. The original bailout was supposed to keep them out of bankruptcy. Did you really believe that? I certainly didn't. I don't know what to tell you, America. All I know is we're on a bad, bad road, and you ain't seen nothing yet. America, I'm out for the next few days, so I'll catch up with you next week. And while I'm out, if you'd like to be part of the show or have something posted up on Romo's Rant, be sure and send me an email at romosrant@gmail.com or drop me a Skype voicemail, username Romo's Rant.